Chapter 62. Molly and Steve Friedman took Russell to his office to make his list. Jesse and Sonny sat in Jesse's office. "You played him like a mackerel," Sonny said.
"I know.
I felt kind of sorry for him," Sonny said.
"I did too, but that wasn't the time to show it."
"No," Sonny said. "It was a pleasure to watch you work."
"Thank you."
"There is one thing that bothers me a little," Sonny said.
"Which is?"
"You never quite said what crime we got him on."
Jesse smiled and put his finger to his lips.
"Shh," he said. "You didn't actually arrest him, did you?" Sonny said. Jesse shook his head. "Are you going to?" Sonny said.
"I'll consult with the DA's office," Jesse said. "But something wrong went on there. I'm sure we can come up with a charge if we want to."
"None of the girls wanted to have sex with any of the men," Sonny said. "If they're telling the truth," Jesse said. "I think they are," Sonny said. "But I'm not sure the men who had sex with them knew it was involuntary."
"There was an implicit agreement to trade sex for money," Jesse said.
"Which would be prostitution," Sonny said.
"There was coercion," Jesse said.
"Which is rarely admirable," Sonny said, "but not always illegal."
"And at some level, pretty common," Jesse said.
"Oh, God," Sonny said. "Most women have experienced some... What, are you frigid? What am I supposed to do with these feelings? And my personal favorite, hey, I bought you dinner. Like I'm supposed to bop you for a lobster roll?"
"I never used any of those on you," Jesse said.
"You never had to," Sonny said.
"It is my impression that most women are willing these days," Jesse said.
"I think that's true," Sonny said.
"I doubt that there were many virgins working for the donor's dollars," Jesse said.
"I think that's probably true also," Sonny said, but...
Jesse nodded. "If you don't want to, you shouldn't have to," he said.
"Whether you're a virgin or a whore," Sonny said.
Jesse nodded.
"On the other hand," he said, "didn't I buy you dinner the other night?"
"Oh, oink," Sonny said.
"What are you going to do now?"
"I'll buy you dinner again," Jesse said. "I'm not a quitter.
I meant with Russell and the renewal and all that.
I'm hoping you and Molly will talk to the people on Russell's list and see what you get," Jesse said.
"Molly will provide police authority.
It's your case more than mine."
"Molly's smart," Sonny said.
"She is," Jesse said. "Best cop I got."
Sonny smiled. "Don't tell Suit," she said.
"Suit's got potential," Jesse said.
"And what do we do about Cheryl?" Sonny said,
"now that her career at the Bond of the Renewal appears finished."
"She's 18, Jesse said.
"Yes.
Can she stay with Spike?" Jesse said.
"For a while," Sonny said. "But then what?"
"Sink or swim," Jesse said.
"Sooner or later," Sonny said, "but she's not ready for that yet."
"Some people are at 18, Jesse said.
"Some 18-year-olds are better trained," Sonny said.
"So what do we do with her until she's trained?" Jesse said.
"Well, her parents continue to send her money," Sonny said.
"Under the threat of blackmail, I believe."
"Exactly," Sonny said.
"So we know we can count on it."
"Fear is good," Jesse said.
"And what makes it so satisfying is that they did the wrong thing because they were so status conscious," Sonny said.
"And you're now able to use that to make them do the right thing," Jesse said.
"Yes."
"Plus the fear of criminal prosecution," Jesse said.
"Plus that."
"But she can't simply live with Spike and subsist on her allowance," Sonny said.
"No."
"So what do we do with her?" Sonny said.
"We," Jesse said.
"Of course we," Sonny said. "You're the chief of police."
"A heavy burden," Jesse said.
"And my special friend," Sonny said.
"Not so heavy a burden," Jesse said.
"So what do we do?"
Jesse was quiet for a time. Then he said, "I don't know."
"Me either," Sonny said.